Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. No. You lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
Fred Landry and Lopez are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
It was nice while it lasted. We thought the Astros were en route to their second consecutive World Series. Did not happen. Laid an egg yesterday for the fourth time in a row against the Boston Red Sox. They lose in five games. They lose four straight. They lose three at their home crowd. And the maintenance crew is having to clean up champagne courtesy of the Boston Red Sox. Not a good night yesterday for the Astros. And after the game, there were a lot of questions being asked, one of which was the future of Dallas Keuchel. And Dallas Keuchel met with the media and was asked, Keuchel, you're a free agent in the offseason. What's the future hold?
I'd more than love to be back here.
Yeah.
I've made that known since day one, but I've given my heart and soul for seven full years, and I don't know. I mean, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, and if you're fortunate enough to be in a position, you'd be a fool not to test the waters.
R.I.P. Keuchel. I don't think he comes back. Best of luck to him. I feel like a lot of people, he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but say what you want about the guy. When things were bad, he was one of the bright spots for this organization. He grinded it out. Stuck through it. The best part of his career is probably behind him, but at least he was wearing an Astros uniform when he does it. Tip of the cap to the bearded one, Dallas Keuchel.
I mean, he's a Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
I mean, in an Astros uniform.
Absolutely.
Obviously World Series and pitched well, you know, okay. You thought he was pulled out early in this series, but in the last series he pitched well. He's not going to be here, though. And I don't see how anybody can be upset about that. It'd be nice to have him, but you can't lament a guy for going after the big bucks, man.
Here's the question, though. I mean, you remember, okay, so last year's baseball offseason, you know, they weren't stupid contracts. You know, everybody thought there was collusion.
A lot of pitchers signed late, too.
Signed late. All right, you, Darvish, got his deal, and the Cubs are probably...
And look how that ended up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, Theo Epstein, what he was thinking is anybody's guess on that. That was a horrible move. So I think there's going to be a lot of folks, because, and let's call it what it is. What is Keuchel at this stage of his career? He's not a number one anymore.
No.
He's a two or three guy now.
Right.
He's a number two or three. He's a number two or three.
Those guys get bread, though.
No, they definitely get bread. But, I mean, what's he looking at? Probably a 5-year, $50 million deal?
No.
No, it'll be more
than
that.
He's going to get a hundo, man.
Yeah, it'll be more than that.
You think he'll get $100 million?
I think somebody's going to give him 20 mil a year. Mm-hmm.
You'd give 20. You think in baseball?
I wouldn't.
Baseball economics. See, I think y'all are tripping. I don't think there's any way in today's baseball economics that you're going to give a number two or three guy $20 million a year.
I don't think they should.
15, maybe.
Okay, 15. All right, let's just meet in the middle and let's just say 75.
I could say 575. Like a 4-year, $75 million deal.
Something like that. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll meet
Spot
there.
Spot Rack estimated his market value.
Okay.
We all trust Spot Rack, right?
I guess.
I call it Spotrack.
Whatever.
Spotrack?
I like to call it Spotrack.
Spotrack, yeah. Spotrack sounds better.
I like Spotrack.
Spotrack sounds weird.
Landry, 5 years, $103 million.
So I was right. Okay.
That's what's, and we all trust, that is the place to go for salaries and market value.
Someone will pay him, especially, and let's take this into account.
Wow.
He's never been in that. He's never pitched in the National League. So let's say that he goes, you know, Cole Hamels was struggling for the Rangers, went to the Cubs, and he turned it on
idea.
A little bit.
That's a good thought.
And that's another lefty that they thought was in the twilight. So
maybe
Dallas Keuchel, to revive his career, he goes to the National League, gets
to
face weaker lineups. So, yeah, he likes
he's
to swing the, bat in many ways.
Yeah, he's on the record.
Yeah, I've heard about his tails hitting the town a few times. Dallas Keuchel does like to swing the bat. This is something else about this Astros team as we talk about the window. This rotation is in a weird situation right now because Charlie Morton's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
Dallas Keuchel's going to be a free agent. There's rumors that Lance McCullers might need Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. Don't know if those are true or not. Justin Verlander's going to be on the last year of his contract, and he's almost
36.
He's going to be 36 years old. There are a lot of questions about this rotation. Gerrit Cole had the best year of his career. Is that, are we going to look back at that and that be the best year of his career, or was that a sign of things to come? There's a lot of questions about this rotation moving forward.
No, we talked about that earlier. There's three pitchers over the age of 30 in the regular starting rotation for the Astros.
Well, you figure, okay, Verlander's probably got, what, 2 years left as a starter? And I really
well, one
believe,
for sure here.
Here's the deal. You know. I firmly believe that with a guy like a Justin Verlander, I could see him, because he said the other day, was it last week before the playoffs started, that he's in the second half of his career, and that thanks to Kate Upton, she's kind of helped get him ready for that. Which, hey, if anybody's going to get you all ready for the second part of your career, I mean, Kate Upton helped me by all means. I think he's going to do the John Smoltz thing and go to the closer route afterwards.
Verlander?
I think he loves baseball that much. I could totally see him going.
I don't think he's a closer.
What, did you think John Smoltz was?
No. That's why I'm thinking about it.
You know what
I'm not like totally.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on. You tell me that. Think about it this way. If you're Justin Verlander, all right, you tell me that you couldn't get. He couldn't extend his career another 3 years.
Oh, no, he
years.
Could.
That's what I'm saying. And you're going to. Because, you know, damn closers. I mean, he's gonna make. He could make $10, $15 million a year. All right, just working an inning a night.
But I don't think he's shown any signs of really, you know, slowing down as a starter.
He will.
I could
he
see
will.
Him getting a 3 or 4 year deal after this, and then just seeing what happens.
Well, nobody's going to give him that kind of money going into his
40s.
No,
he's 35.
You might be able to play into your 40s in other sports, but not a pitcher.
Tell that to this guy.
Last as long as I have, you got to stick with what works.
Our 26 years
he's
in the majors,
outlier.
I'll take
say,
Advil.
That dude,
he's the outlier.
26 years, and I was at his final game, and George Brett's too. Shout out to Kansas City. I know that was one of your heroes, Fred.
Damn right it is.
Alex Bregman had some controversial comments after the game as well. We know that the 2017 Houston Astros won a World Series. The 2018 version of the Astros did not, but Alex Bregman still thinks that this year's version is better than last year's.
To be honest with y'all, this year's team is better than last year's team, I believe. But the ball's got to bounce your way in the postseason. It didn't. It's tough, and we'll learn from it. And everyone in here will have a little bit of an edge to play with next year, a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, knowing that we believe we should have been back-to-back champions.
God, he sounded so upset. You could feel that. Do you guys agree that this year's Astros are better than last year's?
I think you can make that case. Absolutely, better pitching, bringing in Gerrit Cole and so you can make that case. But the other thing, the other point is, Boston's a lot better than they were last year, and that's why they beat you.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
The American League as a whole was better, and that's what a lot of people don't understand.
When
light
years better.
A lot of people understand, just because your team improves, if the rest of the league improves, it doesn't mean very much.
Right.
I don't know if I can say that they are. I know Bregman took that next step, and he was definitely better, but I don't think Yuli was as good.
No.
I know Correa wasn't as good for whatever reason. You can blame injuries or whatever you want. Correa took a step back.
Better pitching, better bullpen.
Altuve wasn't as good this year. Altuve was hurt, and he was the MVP last year. Springer was Springer for the most part. I think last year's team was more rounded as far as the lineup, more well-rounded. So despite the fact that Bregman, he himself took a big step, I would still say that last year's team was a little bit better.
By the way, real quick, you got just to round out the pitching stuff, don't forget you got Forrest Whitley. All right. You also got, as you mentioned, Josh Joyce and Framman Valdez.
Yeah, you do.
Josh James. Yeah, I don't know where I came Josh Joyce.
Jim Joyce.
So there you go. So, I mean, you got three young guns, and you know about Luno. He's going to find somebody.
That's what he's going to try to, enhance. Younger. He's got to go younger on the starting pitching stuff.
I think he's going to be all right. I think the pitching could be a little bit of a...
Might be a slower start.
I could see that. But I think you're going to, like I said... But listen, to me, biggest question for next year, just out of... What does Correa do?
He's got to take that next step that everybody wants him to do.
That's it. Because he didn't take it this year, so is Correa going to bounce back in 2019?
It just seemed like, he wasn't very good at the start of the season. Like
everybody
blames it on the injuries
sparkle
and stuff.
Curse.
He wasn't good.
Some people really blame it on the injury.
Yeah, he wasn't good. And, now you're in a situation where, he was injured, but that's the second straight year that he's been injured.
Check out his
website. Is Sparkle? Don't tell me Sparkle.
Diamond Sparkles.
Don't tell me there's actually a site, is there?
Of course there's going to be a website.
There's a Sparkle. You're serious?
I'm just saying he's probably pumping it up.
All right, but... Is he going to take that
next
step?
It's coming in 2019.
I hate you. Texans, Jaguars on Sunday. Jaguars, Jacksonville, however you want to say it.
We should have asked Ed about what he thought about it.
He said Jaguars. He was being all proper. But I asked Deshaun Watson on Sunday because he was talking about the opportunity to play Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. He lit up a little bit. So I asked Deshaun Watson about the opportunity that he has on Sunday and how excited he is for that opportunity.
Sean, you've always had a reputation as a guy who likes the big stage. You like the big game. You seem to kind of light up talking about going on the road against Jacksonville. Obviously, it's a week away, but how excited are you about the opportunity to go on the road at Jacksonville against the defending AFC South champs?
That's a great chance. I have a great program, great team down there with a lot of momentum. You know, and like I said, it's a great opportunity for us. But right now, you know, I'm just trying to honestly recover, you know, get myself healthy, ready to play, and you know, watch this film, learn from this film, correct those mistakes that I made today and what we made on offense, and then you know, take it one day at a time. So the opportunity is there, but right now we got to focus on today, and once that time comes, take advantage of it and execute.
Time's coming in about 48 hours. Matter of fact, about 48 hours from now, we'll be one half into this game that you're going to hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Deshaun lives for these moments. Deshaun lives for these big moments. That's what we talked about when he came out of college. This is the game where Deshaun Watson should come out and play very well, and I expect him to find lots of Kiki QT in this game, and I also look forward to watching this battle between Nuke and Ramsey, because that battle is always very fun to see. It's very rare, too. You know, Jalen Ramsey, the best cornerback in the NFL, right? Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys both agree with that?
Yes.
It's very rare that he respects his opponents as much as he does these two guys. He's had nothing but good things to say about Hopkins, even though they go at it and they talk smack. He always talks about Nuke Hopkins. And I think Deshaun Watson was one of only two quarterbacks that he said was okay.
Carson Wentz. Yeah.
That was it.
I think so. I think you're exactly right. At least from the young quarterback. I mean, he loved up Breeze and Brady and all those kind of guys, but
that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, that was that. Was that's list. Generic, though.
It was a very short list.
It was not a long list of people that he likes.
That was very generic. Lopez, what are you doing this weekend, man? You fishing?
I might. The weather's a little dicey, but I'm going to definitely do some stuff. I'm going to try to go down there and then do some stuff around the house.
Like what?
Probably I got some projects in the backyard. I got to do the pool's kind of messed up.
What kind of projects?
What are you doing?
First world projects.
I'm trying to get inside the mind of the OG and figure out what you're doing.
I'll tell you one thing I'm probably going to do is I'm probably going to smoke a couple of chickens.
Hey-o.
Chickens?
Yeah.
We're still waiting on that brisket.
I got to get you guys a brisket. Maybe I'll do a brisket this way. I'll bring you guys some meat next week.
I'll take chicken.
I think it's time.
You want
I'll
some
take
meat?
Whatever you got. I'll take whatever you got.
I was going to say, either one works for me.
All right. I'll put that on.
I'm saving that barbecue sauce for something special.
Little fishing.
I use it on everything.
Little fishing, work on the pool, maybe a little barbecue.
Listen to these first world problems he's got. Yeah. Then maybe go kick in the massage room for an hour or two.
That's a given.
That's a no-brainer.
How do you unwind at the end of a hard day?
The massage room. What else?
Damn right you do.
The massage room. What else? I gotta find a new place to live, man. I am.
Oh, you
wait. When's your place up?
End of the month.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
Gonna find a new place. Mm-hmm. Gotta find a new place.
But you want
man.
A house?
Well, I mean, I'm in a house now, but I got a friend of mine who's moving to Houston, and he said, "You know what? Tell you what, I'll throw down, and we'll get someplace nice." I said, as long as we can stay in this area, I'm good. So, bada bing, bada boom.
Damn, you're going to have a roommate?
I'm going to have a roommate.
Yeah. Have y'all lived together before?
We have, yes. A friend of mine asked me about that this morning. She said, are you cool with this? I said, I have a very short list of people that I could tolerate living with, mm-hmm. and this is my homeboy from another mother.
Okay.
So, yeah. No,
you can't just live with anybody.
No, God.
Oh,
especially after college, it's over, man.
No, college, I had some weird experience. I didn't want to tell y'all. Like, oh, my God. Like, I'm talking crazy.
Yeah.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah. No. He, my man works. It's all good. We're good. So I'm already in the process of looking. I got a few places in the neighborhood as well. Because, you know, my thing is this. I need to be close to the freeway. I need to be close to work. And I need to be close to the gym mm-hmm. and a grocery store. Provided that all those are in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
We're good.
A lot of college football Saturday. That's for dang sure.
There's this weekend. Is
no, I'm just saying I'm going to watch.
There's some potential. I really think
Michigan State.
Speaking of the college football, I think there's potential for a couple teams to be upset.
Well,
in the top 10.
One of my Friday future trippings.
They both wear yellow.
A little hint on one of my Friday future trippings is I'm going to go 3-0 on my picks. I'll give you my best bets.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
By the way, LSU on upset alert. I'm also putting Ohio State on upset mm-hmm. alert. And I'm going to put Michigan on upset alert, too. So there's there's three teams in the top ten that could lose.
I'm going to be plugged in, man.
But I'm just glad I don't have to root for Texas this weekend. I needed a break. I need an emotional break from them.
Longhorns and Aggies are off this week.
Yeah, I need an emotional break. Who's the Aggies got next week?
Mississippi State.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
That's the team you got on upset alert against LSU.
But the week after an upset, that's why I put LSU on upset, is the week after you bang like that, a lot of times there's a letdown, just like Texas against Oklahoma, although the quarterback got hurt.
Yeah.
Baylor is a team that they should blow out, but when you bang like LSU did last week with Georgia, that's why you got to be on upset alert the next week.
Who do y'all play next week?
Oklahoma State at night. I want to go, man.
You want to go?
I love it out there. Ever since they rebuilt it, it's nice.
I would love to bet you this weekend, but there's no point in it. KU plays Texas Tech, but...
Hey, the Big 12 got interesting last weekend, man.
In what way?
Well, TCU lost to Tech, right? That was last week.
TCU's got OU this week.
It's a two-team.
My lock. I think OU's going to tap the brakes off TCU. That line's only 8 right now.
No, TCU's garbage. TCU's garbage, and let's call it what it is, between TCU being garbage and then West Virginia lost to Iowa State. That's it.
Iowa State at home, though, is something else.
Big 12.
But OU's still nice. OU's still real nice. They had the biggest injury of the year in college football. I think Rodney Anderson going down.
Katie's own.
Rodney Anderson, whatever.
Rodney, you had it right.
I had it right. Yeah, he's the biggest injury of the season in college football.
There you have it.
They would have been really tough to beat with Rodney Anderson.
No, Texas wouldn't have beat him with him. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't have because they could barely contain Sermon. You throw that element in, Oklahoma's undefeated still. I can live with that. I don't even think Texas beats Oklahoma if they play again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just where I'm at.
That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.